You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight up screamer.
Download our app today and enjoy straight up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. This morning, we're chatting with CEO of Northern Territory Major Events Company, Tim Watsford, and Brad Fanning from Sportsbet. It is the Million Dollar Fish. It's season 7, essentially. Boys, welcome to Real Adventures this morning. It's an exciting initiative.
Hey, Pat. Yes, it is an exciting initiative. We love it.
Yeah, g'day, Pat. It's good to be here. It is, season 7. Who would have thought, rolling around for another 6 months of on-water action, so to speak.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the concept and how it started, talk us through Million Dollar Fish.
So, Pat, it seems like a long time ago. We started with a sports bet and NT Major Events and NT Tourism devised a way to try and encourage people to get to the NT over the shoulder periods and during the wet season and over the shoulder periods. So for 6 months of the year, you can come up here and chase a famous red tag, win yourself $10,000, or get really lucky and have a great day in the water and win a million.
It's been going for some time now. From season one to now, can you talk us through how it's been received nationally? Because we talk about it every year that it's on Real Adventures, and it invokes a huge amount of attention from our listeners. Can you talk about how it's evolved?
The reach has been terrific. We've been covered by, you know, every major fishing channel and brand throughout the nation. We've had the Project do a good run on us. We've had the Today Show and Carl Stefanovic, as well as Sunrise and Nankoshi. And so we think the NT is the greatest fishing destination in the world, and I'd encourage everyone to get up here. Barramundi is the iconic species to target when you are up here. So we got involved with these guys to add a bit of excitement to fishing.
Let's talk about the excitement to fishing. Has it encouraged more people to take up fishing as a recreation? I mean, we've seen, particularly over the last 12 months, it has gone berserk, whether it be recreational boating and sheer interest in fishing because people are no longer travelling overseas. But what's it done for the NT?
Yeah, mate, good question. A lot in its simplest form. So we at Major Events kind of really try and attack events or projects that drive an economic outcome for the territory. So whether that be, you know, a tourist coming from either, you know, from across the world or within Australia to try and drag them up the territory to experience everything we have to offer, this is an amazing property that effectively is a bucket list item. What we're hearing now, in particular, a COVID riddled world, so to speak, is those bucket list items that potentially hadn't been done before are now coming up the list. You know, to put it blankly, people might have gone overseas at Christmas time as opposed to where they are now. They're coming to the NT to chase a barra. So from a delivery perspective, it's punching well above its weight. Mate, locally as well, our data is saying that this property is injecting more than, you know, $40 million worth of economic stimulus into the territory. That can be everything from an outboard to a tinny to a lure, bait, ice, whatever that might be. It's going pretty strong.
And I suppose this is the flow on, obviously, with all local businesses from coffees to ham and cheese toasties, you name it.
Ice and beer as well.
Yeah, I've probably missed the point there, haven't I, with the coffees and the terrace.
Something
slightly cooler.
There's one bloke who caught a fish in season 2 and he won 10 grand and he spent 17,000 on his boat. So that was all local, New Sounders. checker plate and everything else that he was at.
I like the fact that you brought up a story of it. What's been some of the great stories that you've heard around, I suppose, the seven seasons or six seasons that it's been in for? Because if there's one thing that excites fishermen, it's obviously the fact that they can use this as an excuse to tell their wives that, all right, there's something on the end of this and a line for this. What's some of the great stories?
There's been some really interesting ones of the locals that where the wife used to get a bit forlorn when they were out on the water and wanting to go to the water, to now being pushed onto the water and why don't you just go and have a flick and go and do your best. But there was one, there's been a heap of them. Every fish has got its own story of why you're in that mark and why you were doing, you know, that method at that time. But there was one guy in the first season or two that his mother had, the mum had butchered the boy's haircut. So the kid didn't want to go to school. So the dad had friends coming up for a wedding and said, righto, I'll take you all out. We won't let old mate, the young kid, go to school. And they were on the water that day and won themselves 10 grand, which was fantastic.
It's one of the things that we all love about fishing, that the stories that come from it. Let's talk about registration and how to go about doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to drive as much people, obviously, through the territory to try and, you know, come up and enjoy everything we've got to offer, as I mentioned before. Get online, milliondollarfish.com.au is kind of the call to action and website. And look, you have to be registered to claim that red tag or to claim that cash. So that's an absolute must as part of our T's and C's. But look, as part of registering, you don't effectively have to catch a fish to win. So we've got a really, really good, faithful set of partners that some have been with us for the full seven seasons. God love them. That are offering up, you know, north of 50 grand worth of prizes every year, and they go off systematically throughout the 6 month of the season. So there's a ton of stuff to get on. Registrations are up year on year. So to your point before, mate, fishing is one of those things now that is growing, and now this property as well is really giving a reason to go and wet a line and come up and enjoy the top end.
In terms of dates and official openings, we're talking the 1st of October 2021 and runs through to the 31st of March 2022. You spoke about the $10,000 tags. Can you talk about also the charity partners? Because this is a really important part around what you do. It's not just those that are the lucky fishermen that reel in the fish. There's more to it than just that.
Absolutely. So over the years, we've had lots of charity partners and activate our charity partners in different ways. For season seven, we will be donating every red tag that gets caught, every $10,000 tag, we will donate $1,000 to the charity. So in the past, we've had, you know, 15 to 20 tags caught each year. And then the Fisho will pick one of three specifically Northern Territory charities, being the NT Cancer Council, Shoreline, which does a lot of work in the Indigenous space for training kids to become Indigenous fishing guides, and as well as the NT Starball for the Starlight Foundation. And when the $1 million goes off, there'll be a $10,000 check to one of those charities.
Before we let you go this morning, boys, and thanks again for joining Real Adventures, can you give us a bit of an indication on where you've released these fish? This is what we want to know. And in particular, where are these $1 million barra?
Well, if you have a look at the website, Pat, you know that they're in the five regions, and we've got $1 million tags in each one of those five regions, being across the width and breadth of the territory. So far, we're only, you know, 15 or 16 days into season seven. Two 10,000s have gone off so far. One of those went off at the Daily Crossing, land-based, and the other one went off at Cullen Bay, just on the near the Mandora Wharf there. So that's a fairly big difference between those two, but they're everywhere, and probably just getting to the NT and doing your best is probably the and if next year, Pat, if you get some time, we'll if you can get up here, we'll get you to tag a couple for us.
Well, boys, we can't wait for it. It's something that excites everyone. There's no doubt about that. So can I just get you to once again rehash information around registering, because that's a critical component to it, and also the dates, because There's a window there, and you wouldn't want to cost yourself, you know, potentially $1 million catching the fish of a lifetime. That would be the greatest fishing story ever told.
Matt, absolutely. So to just for the detail, you've got 100 chances to win $10,000 that are out there. Then also you've got 8 chances to win the $1 million. So there's effectively 8 red tags. Sportsbet have been kind enough to activate those previous year's $1 million tags as well. They're across all regions, across the 5 regions that you'll see on the website, milliondollarfish.com.au. Have to be over 18 and have to register in the order to claim your prize when you pull that red tag on board. So make sure you jump on, have a squeeze through the T's and C's, and be the chance to win some prizes along the way.
It's, yeah, free to enter across there, and the $1 million numbers last for the whole season. So if you're getting up once our season finishes, those $1 million numbers will stay live until we can get one of them caught.
Tim, Brad, thank you for joining Real Adventures this morning and talking about season 7 of the $1 million Fish. It could be the greatest fishing story ever told. Gents, thanks for your time this morning.
Go on, you, Pat. Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.